But it is interesting to know that there some Muslim philosopher today, their theories are adopted from the same theory or concept of Tafrat al-Nazam especially. They also, Abu al-Hasan said that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he doesn't do anything for reasons, since he's the all-doer, he does whatever he wants because he wants. In this case, he was very close to the belief of al-Jahmiyyah in this area. Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah, he spent 40 years of his life, Mu'tazili, believing in al-Mu'tazila belief, 40 years. Then after 40 years, he repented. And he repented in a very strange way. He stepped on Baghdad's member. Imagine, Sheikh, big scholar, alim. He came to the member and he stripped. He took his clothes out. And he did this way. So everybody will remember this incident. How many times you have say almost a naked man in the member? Something you will never forget. And that's why it's a custom in the Arab before, when there is an army coming, they want to send somebody to warn the village from the army. They will strip him and will let him run between people. Because they're afraid, he doesn't have time to explain there is enemy coming. Just when you see that, everybody knows there is enemy. That's why Nabi said, "Ana al-Nadhir al-Uriyan." So he did that after 40s and he said, "I am taking off the Mu'tazili belief from my heart exactly the same way I'm taking my thawb out of my body. So nobody can say I'm Mu'tazili anymore." And he said, "I will start practicing what Imam Ahmad used to preach and to believe." But the problem with Abu al-Hasan, his start, his foundation wasn't in Sunnah. He was not able to know much about the Sunnah and what the Salaf radiallahu from the Sahaba al-Tabi'in used to say. That was, he wasn't expert with their opinions. That's why when he repented, he started mixing some ideas, which is still in his mind from the past, with the Sunnah. But in general, he repented from most of these ideologies and ideas, which is Ash'ari today believe in it. And he authored two beautiful books, two wonderful books. Totally goes against what the Ash'ari believes today. One of them is Al-Ibana, Fi Usul al-Diyana, and now Ash'ari said, "Oh, this fabricated book, it's not his book," which is not true. There is so many evidence, there is handwritten copies exist that his students read this book with him, which is deny any people or reject anyone trying to say that it is not his book. But in the other hand, he wrote another book they don't mention, which is Risalatuh ila Ahli Thagar. Risalah ila Ahli Thagar, which is a very important also book. He supported the Sunnah. He goes with most of what the Ash'aris today believe in that book, and both are printed and published. The third station, or the third stage that Ash'aris had, which is started in the end of the 4th century. And there is so many people who represent this stage. One of them is very famous, his name Ibn al-Baqillani. Al-Baqillani, very famous scholar, passed away in 403. And Ibn Furak, very famous, is a book in Mukhtalaf al-Hadith, and Al-Baghdadi 429. And those people, not Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi, Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi min Ahl al-Sunnah. Al-Baghdadi, those people, or this faces, they were so attached to the Mu'tazili's beliefs, such as Bishr al-Marisi's ideas, the one I mentioned, wa ibn al-Shuja' in twisting the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes, and they deny most of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes. They rejected, they didn't accept it. And in that time, the idea of ta'wil, which is a word, they giving it another meaning other than the obvious meaning. I give you a word, there is an obvious meaning out of this. They give you another meaning, another interpretation for it. This idea started in 380 with Abu al-Hasan al-Tabari, who is started this, but in indirect way. It's just started. And Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi. It became more popular, this madhab. Why? Because in that time, some Shafi'i scholars accepted the Ash'ari's belief. Then, usually most of them were Shafi'is, Fuqaha. The Ash'ari was Shafi'i. In that period of time, Al-Baqillani, which is Maliki, great Faqih Maliki, adopted the idea of Al-Ash'ariya. So the Ash'ari start to spread among who? The Malikis, Fuqaha. So that means a spreading in the Malik. When he write book in Fuqh, he put two words from Ash'ari. He put the beliefs in Ash'ari here and there. So it became spreading among the Maliki. And a great imam among the Shafi'iyya, he's a great scholar, his name Al-Bayhaqi, also adopted the Ash'ari's belief, but he was very close to Abu al-Hasan in a sense. He believed in most of Allah's names and attributes. He did not twist the meaning of it like the rest of the, or the people who came later on. Al-Bayhaqi was very big supportive of Al-Ash'ari belief, and he was one of the most important scholars among the Shafi'iyya in that time. So again, that make the madhab, the Ash'ari, spread more. And Ibn Abi Dawood وابن الثلجي, they were Hanafi faqih. They have wrote books in Hanafi belief. So among also the Hanafi days, the ideas of Ash'ariya start crawling into the book of fiqh, the book of tafsir, the book of hadith, explanation of the hadith. They put their belief in it. They spread their seeds among the madhab. That led that madhab to the fourth stage, which is, was something shifting. And in that stage, took the lead two people. One, his name Al-Qushayri, very well-known name, Sahib Risal Al-Qushayriya, and Abu Hamid Al-Ghazali, 505, Abu Hamid passed away, Al-Qushayri 495, he passed away. Those two people, great names, well-known names in the Muslim world in that time, Abu Hamid, Hujjatul Islam, Al-Qushayri, everybody talk about spirituality he take from his books. They adopt the Ash'ari belief and they contribute to this belief and they switch the Ash'ari belief from being a philosophical argument to became Sufi philosophical argument. They mixed the spirituality with ilm al-kalam, with the knowledge of philosophers. So they made another type, another switch. And whatever was only bad in the philosopher, they add to it what was bad in the Sufis. So basically they mix between two type of philosophers. The Buddhist philosophers, who Sufis take from their ideologies, and the Greek and the Roman philosophers, which is the Mu'tazila and Jahmiyyah, goes to seek knowledge. So they mix these two type of philosophers and the Ash'ari take totally another stage, which is, was the one of the worst stage, but it was very bad stage, but wasn't the worst yet.